Hi, my name is Brett Statham. Welcome back to the Particle Photon Weather Station video series. This is the fifth video, part 5 of 6, Receiving Events with Node.js. You can grab a copy of the slides and all the code that you need to follow along with the videos in this series at aka.ms/PPWS. That's short for Particle Photon Weather Station. And in the first video, we gave you an overview of the architecture that we're building through this series of videos. But so far in the previous videos, we've implemented all the resources up in Azure. We started out creating an Azure Service Bus namespace, and inside that, an Azure Event Hub. Then we set up our Photon with the DHT11 sensor, got it configured to push code up to a webhook, and then forward that data into our Event Hub. And then in the last video, we came back and set up a stream analytics job to pull the data out of the Event Hub and push it off into a Power BI dataset so we could report on it. In this video, we're going to be creating a Node.js client application. Now to do that, we're going to use a library from Microsoft that you can find up on GitHub at github.com/wac-azure-event-hubs. And inside that repository, you'll actually find libraries for C, Java, and Node.js, but of course we're going to be using the Node.js client in this application. You could also look for future language support over time, so you might want to keep checking back or maybe just watch that repo so you can be notified when updates are made. Now, you don't actually have to download that library. There is an NPM package that we can use to just install that into our Node application, and has a dependency on another package called Bluebird. We use Bluebird for promises and for doing async operations inside the Azure Event Hub library. There's actually one other package that I use. It's called Moment, and I use that just to help deal with the date time values and formatting of them so I can print them out easily on the console, etc. So it's not functionally important, but it's part of my UI. So just thought I'd mention that there. And then I also want to talk about Visual Studio Code. Now, I'll be using Visual Studio Code for my development environment. You don't need to do that. You can modify your Node code and just, you know, the text editor of your choice and do all your stuff from the command line. But Code is a great option for you. You can get it from code.visualstudio.com for free. It runs on both Windows and Mac, and it gives you some great features. We've got, you know, syntax highlighting and source control integration and an integrated debugger where you can actually do step-through debugging with your Node code. So the actual source code for the Node application is part of the GitHub repo for this video series up at aka.ms/PPWS. And in the code/node client folder is the app.js where all the source code for this Node application is contained. And if you were to actually open that up at the very top, you'd see that I pull in the different requirements for the Bluebird, Azure Event Hubs, and Moment libraries and pull those into corresponding variables. Then we're going to come in and set up some variables that tell that Azure Event Hub's client library how to connect to our Event Hub. First, we're going to need a connection string that tells it where the Azure Service Bus namespace is, as well as the shared access policies and keys that are needed to connect to it, as well as our Event Hub name. And that's going to be inside the Event Hub path variable down there. And then we're going to use that Azure Event Hub library, that Event Hub client instance that we created, to create a client that points up to that Event Hub using those details. If you recall, we also talked about consumer groups, and a consumer group gives a reader sort of its own snapshot of the messages across all the partitions in an Event Hub. And so right now, the source code is telling the Node application to just use the default consumer group, and that's fine, except if there's other applications that are also using default, they would conflict. So earlier in a previous video, we had created a consumer group specifically for the Node client, so we'll want to switch that out to use the Node client consumer group. And then also, it's possible that there's quite a bit of old messages inside the Event Hub. If you recall, by default, the Event Hub is going to retain messages for up to a day. And I don't want to have to look at a day's worth of old messages. So I'm going to tell my client application to just start receiving messages with a current date timestamp on them, maybe up to, you know, 5 seconds before an hour or so. So that's that minus 5,000 milliseconds that we see there. If you really do want to receive all the old ones, that's great. Just don't specify a receive after time. And then I've got some helper functions. Now, the first one that we look at is really sort of the meat of this application here. It's the print event method. And what it takes in is an event. And when the receiver actually gets an event with a message in it, it sends it off over to here. And this is where we process it. So I can take that event and decompose it to get down to the body, and that's the actual JSON data that was coming through from my particle photon up through the particle cloud webhook, through the Azure Event Hub, and then now down to my Node application. So from there, I can start to get to the data in that message and do something with it. So in my case, I'll pull the time created property off of the body and get that back as an actual moment instance so I can format the date time and show that nicely. We'll grab the actual value. That's the actual sensor value coming off the photon and make sure that that's brought in as a number. And then we can start to do something with it. In my case, I'm just doing a console log. But again, this is where you would go do something meaningful with the message data that your Node application has consumed. But for me, I'll just show the time that the message was received, the name of the measure, that would be temperature or humidity, the actual value of the temperature or humidity, and then its unit of measure, you know, Fahrenheit or percentage for humidity. There's another helpful method called print error, and that's just there to print errors when they occur. And then we have another one called send event. Now, in my sample, I'm not actually sending any events, but this does give you an example of how you could do it from this Node application. In our scenario, it's the photon that has the sensors that's sending the data up into our Event Hub. But maybe you want to use Node on a device like an Intel Edison or a Raspberry Pi and actually have it receive the sensor values and publish them up to your Azure Event Hub. And so the send event method gives you an idea of how you could do that. So then finally, we tell that Event Hub client to open itself up. That's where it actually goes and connects to that Event Hub string that we, the connection string that we created earlier with the SAS policy and key name that we specify. And then it's going to go find information about all the partitions that exist on that Event Hub. And then for each of the partitions, it's going to create a receiver. And that receiver is going to be told to receive on this consumer group for this specific partition ID and to start after time, and we'll pass in that receive after time variable. And again, if you don't want to do that, you can sort of omit that piece. And then finally, for each receiver, we'll tell it, hey, if you receive an error, pass it off to that print error method. And if you receive a message, pass it off to that print event method where we actually get the message, decompose it, and do something with it. Finally, as I mentioned, I'm not actually sending messages from the sample, but again, I've commented that out so you can see where you could do it. And then lastly, I'll catch any errors and send them off to the print error handler. Awesome. Well, with that, let's jump in and actually go run this Node code. First, as a reminder, you can grab the source code for this demo here at the ak.ms/ppws GitHub repo and just download the zip file. Now, I've already done that, and I've got it extracted out here to this ppws folder. And in fact, if I jumped into a command prompt and go into that directory, and then inside there, I've got a code folder. And then inside there is my Node client. And so I can see the app.js and the package.json. And in fact, if I just type package.json, you'll see that the dependencies that I have in there for Bluebird and the Azure Event Hub's library and Moment are all there. So I'm just going to really quick do an npm install. Great. And so I can see it's pulled in all the libraries that it needs. And if I jump back over here to my folder, for that, I'm just going to right-click out here and say open with code. That's going to open this whole application up here for me in Visual Studio Code. Great. So there's that package.json, and then here's the app.js. And in the slides, we walked through all this stuff. So there's where I pull in my requirements, etc. So up here at the very top, I need to come in and replace the Event Hub connection string and my Event Hub name or path with my actual values. And I'm also going to want to replace this consumer group here. So back off to the Azure portal. This is open from the previous demo. But let's come up to my service bus. And inside there, my event hubs. And notice I can get connection information for my event hub down here. Before I do that, though, if I drill in, remember we, under configure, had created a shared access policy for the Node client. And so that's the policy name. And then down here is the key that we want to use for that. And so as I go back a step up and grab connection information, this node client connection string has actually all that stuff. It's got my service bus namespace name, as well as that node client key name and key value. So I'm going to just come in here and click on this button here to copy that off to my clipboard. And now I can return back to Visual Studio Code, and I'll replace that whole event hub connection string with that big long value, right? So there's the node client shared access policy name, and then here's the actual key that got generated for that. And then I need my event hub name as well. So again, I could, just for verification, I could jump back over here to the portal and drill into the hub, and there's the hub name. So I can copy that and go back over to code. Again, you could just type it if you know it and paste that in. And then lastly, this consumer group is defaulting to $default. And that's the default consumer group name inside an event hub. But we had created one as well specifically for our node client, and we called it creatively node client. So I'll copy that off to the clipboard as well. And then over here, paste that in. Bingo. Cool. So now it should know how to connect up to our service bus namespace, into our event hub, and then what consumer group to start receiving from. And it's also going to start receiving just messages that are, you know, within 5 seconds before now. And that this is where it actually goes and connects up and gets started doing its thing. All right. So I'm pretty much ready to go here. Now I could save this all up. And if I want to, I can actually set up debugging for this inside Visual Studio Code. So what the heck, I'll go ahead and do that here. I'm going to hit the debug button, and I have to first tell it how to debug. Notice right now it doesn't have any debug settings. So I'm going to click on the gear icon over here, and it says, well, what kind of environment are you in? And I'm going to tell it I'm in Node.js. So it's going to create a debugger launch file for me that has a couple of different configurations, one called launch, and then down here, one called attach that could attach to a running, already running application. But I'm going to use launch, and it says, okay, well, when we run, you know, from your current directory, we're going to launch this app.js file. You could change that if you wanted to. It's also going to not use an external console. And I find that when I have a lot of messages coming through, I actually prefer to have a separate window for that. So I'm going to tell it true, do use an external console. So I'm changing that one value. And I can save. And all of these are going into this launch.json settings file. And you can always get those back just by coming back into the gear. Or if you're looking at your files, there's now a VS Code directory. And inside there is your launch.json that you can get back to. Anyhow, I can go back to the debug tab now and hit the green button to start debugging. And I see my debugger is listening. And it's connected up, and it's receiving values. So this is awesome. These values are coming back from my Azure Event Hub. They're live values. You've seen me do this a number of times before, we'll make sure we should be seeing a new one about every 6 seconds. Yep, looks about right. So let's go ahead and pull this console window up to the side. And what the heck? Well, grab our camera over here again. And notice I'm getting about 68 degrees Fahrenheit and 32% humidity. So let's just stick my hand over the sensor here again and see if we can start to affect these values. All right, my temp is starting to go up now. The humidity actually went down. All right. Well, slow, but it is responding there for me. Okay, good deal. So hopefully you see that was pretty darn easy, and that Azure Event Hub library made that much simpler for me. I basically just had to tell it, hey, where's my Event Hub, and give it the connection string information and keys, and it went off and did all the heavy lifting for me here. So anyhow, I can come back to this console window here, and I can just close it up, and that gets me out of the debug session back over here in Visual Studio Code. But the cool thing here is you could actually place breakpoints, and when you hit debug, have it stop for you at that location. So I'll just show you that here real quick. I'll go ahead and debug here again, and you'll notice that it stops at that line of code, and I can start coming through and inspecting variables and some other really awesome stuff to have there. So I'll stop my debugging session. With that, I've got a Node.js application consuming messages out of my Azure Event Hub. In this video, you saw how easy it was to create a Node.js client to consume messages from our Azure Event Hub. In the next video, we'll take a look at doing the same thing with a .NET client application. So I look forward to seeing you back for part 6.